This morning, a federal judge in Boston ordered a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman to remain in custody until a detention hearing next week. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was charged in the massive leak of intelligence documents. WBUR's Yasmeen Amer was inside the courtroom when Teixeira showed up today in handcuffs. Hi, Yasmeen.
Hi, Lisa.
What are the charges against him?
So Teixeira faces two charges under the Federal Espionage Act. First, unauthorized transmission of national defense information that carries a maximum of 10 years in prison. The other is willful retention and transmission of classified documents. That one carries a max of 5 years.
And how is the FBI describing what it believes Teixeira actually did?
Yeah, so the FBI says Teixeira stole the documents when he was assigned to an intelligence unit at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod. And according to federal agents, the guardsman posted the material on Discord. That's a messaging app popular with gamers. And some of those files even contain the, quote, top secret. And according to court files, information like the military's assessment of how the war in Ukraine is going was part of that leak. And other documents disclose the U.S. spying on allies such as South Korea and the United Arab Emirates. So what was pretty surprising to me from the court documents is that Teixeira allegedly began posting these documents in as early as December 2022. So they've been out there for a while before being discovered.
And as you said, some of them are even marked top secret. What else did you learn about the investigation today?
So according to an FBI affidavit, the social media platform where Teixeira allegedly posted the top secret military documents provided billing information to help lead agents to the suspect. And court documents also alleged that Teixeira was detected for searching the word leak, in quotes, in classified documents records on the day that the New York Times first reported on the breach. Monday this week, the FBI interviewed one social media user who allegedly communicated with Teixeira about those documents during a video chat. So that user said that Teixeira had been taking the classified documents, he'd been taking them home and photographing them. I want you to keep in mind that Teixeira has had top secret security clearance since 2021, which means to get that clearance, he actually signed a lifetime binding non-disclosure agreement saying that any unauthorized disclosure means criminal charges. So, speaking in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland talked about the seriousness of this case.
People who sign agreements to be able to receive classified documents acknowledge the importance to the national security of not disclosing those documents. We intend to send that message, how important it is to our national security.
So the next steps is Teixeira is scheduled to appear next Wednesday for a judge to determine whether he's going to be released on bail or held in detention while the case moves forward.
So Teixeira was in Boston federal court today. He was in the courtroom. Did he speak at all?
So when Judge David Hennessy asked him if he understood the next steps, the defendant simply answered with a simple yes, sir. Teixeira at times looked a bit nervous, but for the most part, he just looked straight ahead at the judge. He did turn around with this weak smile and acknowledge his family members sitting in the first row. And at the very end of the proceeding, as he was being taken out of the courtroom, his father said out loud, "I love you," to which Jack responded, "I love you too."
Did his family say anything after?
Reporters and photographers did see the family. There were three members walking out together. They surrounded them as they left the courthouse, but the family answered no questions. Several times I saw them push microphones out of the way, and it was an uncomfortably long walk with those reporters and photographers because the family couldn't seem to remember exactly where they parked their car. And so in the end, they did look pretty shaken, but they did not say anything to us.
Thank you, WBUR's Yasmeen Amer. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.